Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Harvey Weinstein taken from Rikers to Bellevue, where he's hospitalized with some serious health problems. Let's get details from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, this is a long list of health issues, actually, from Mr. Weinstein. He's being treated, we're told, for a COVID-19 and double pneumonia as well. A spokesperson saying the 72-year-old was actually taken here from Rikers to Bellevue late Wednesday night, and it's unclear how long he's actually going to be here. Other issues, apparently he's getting treatment for, according to his spokesperson, high blood pressure, spinal stenosis, diabetes, and possibly fluid in his heart as well. So, again, some pretty serious issues, as you mentioned there. Now, Harvey Weinstein, of course, is awaiting a retrial on the rape sexual assault charges here in the city that were tossed out earlier this year. He'll be back in a Manhattan court, it looks like the second week of November. In the midst of all this as well, he is appealing his sex assault conviction from Los Angeles that happened in 2022. That's why he has to stay behind bars in the midst of all this. So again, Harvey Weinstein is here at Bellevue. Unclear how long that will be. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on the East Side.
Pushback from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg as Donald Trump tries to get his conviction in the Stormy Daniels hush money case thrown out. That comes following the decision by the Supreme Court's conservative majority on presidential immunity.
He says paying money to a porn star happened before Trump ever took office. And also in this 66-page filing says that paying hush money to a porn actress is entirely personal with no relationship whatsoever to any official duty of the presidency. So Alvin Bragg's office is really pushing back here and saying that the Supreme Court's immunity opinion, that landmark opinion, just does not apply in this criminal case.
Correspondent Aaron Katursky. Six people now charged with election fraud in a 2023 city council primary in Flushing, Queens. All were volunteers for the campaign of Yu Ching James Pai, who ran in District 20. They're accused of filing fraudulent absentee ballot applications on behalf of 23 voters who Queens DA Melinda Katz says they had never met. Among those indicted, the candidate's 19-year-old daughter. Five of the six have surrendered to authorities. The sixth person is said to be out of state and will turn themselves in at a later date. The NYPD out with a photo of the woman wanted for allegedly punching another woman on a Q train in Midtown. This happened at the West 57th Street stop on Wednesday, the 17th, at around 8 p.m. Police say the woman made anti-Asian remarks, apparently, before socking the victim and taking off. This incident is being investigated by the NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force, and we'll have that photo up at 1010winds.com. Well, first, subway tokens went away after 50 years, and now, after just over 20, the MTA is taking another step to phase out Metro cards. In fact, the student cards are going away, replaced by Omni ones.
Students can soon tap their student Omni cards to get onto any NYC bus or train all year. MTA Chair Jano Lieber says it's going to make it easier for students on the go.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so including the summers. We want to make sure that kids who are doing internships, who are getting out to get experience and use the city, have the benefit of the transit system.
With these cards, you can take up to 4 free rides a day. In the past, it only was 3 rides a day and had time constraints. Mayor Adams says the city worked with a focus group of New York City high schoolers before launching the plan.
What can prevent the fare evasion? What can prevent the challenges of moving forward?
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East New York.
A teacher at a private school in Brooklyn Heights who already had a criminal history for stealing is now charged with soliciting child porn.
37-year-old Winston Nguyen allegedly posed as a teenager on social media to get children, at least 6 of them, girls and a boy, to send sexually explicit photos of themselves. Prosecutors say the students attended St. Anne's, where Nguyen taught math, Poly Prep Country Day School, Berkeley Carroll School, and Packer Collegiate. Nguyen was arrested in front of students last month, and he has been fired. Before he was hired at the school, Nguyen was a home health aide who served 5 months in prison after admitting he stole $300,000 from a 96-year-old man and his 92-year-old wife. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Brooklyn Criminal Court.
In Washington Square Thursday, protesters gathered to call for justice in the fatal police shooting of a woman in Illinois. Sonia Massey, a black woman, was killed when cops responded to her call to 911 about a suspected prowler. The rally organizers say not enough has changed since the death of George Floyd. This demonstrator spoke to CBS2.
I've been out here since 2020. Every week, every year, you know what I mean? Every week, every year, fighting the same thing.
Well, the cop in this case was indicted by a grand jury last week on charges of first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. A food recall in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut now being expanded. Initially, this was cucumbers and bagged salads sold under the brand names Weir Farms and Freshire Farms with packaging dates of June 5th and 6th. Well, now that also includes dates between July 5th and the 12th. The reason? Might be contaminated with listeria. No illnesses have been reported, but the FDA says the move is precautionary. Well, if you thought the Mets might have a letdown after their Subway Series sweep, think again.
And Susan, that's what happens when the schedule makers bring on the Braves right after the Yankees, though the offense went quiet after just two hits, including Francisco Lindor's two-run homer in the third inning, till the bottom of the 10th with two on and two out on WCBS.
McNeil swings, lines the ball in the air, right field line, long run over for Laureano, a sprint. He reaches up, he cannot make the catch, it falls. Jose Iglesias scores from second base, and the Mets win the game 3-2.
On a ball, manager Carlos Mendoza wasn't sure it would actually fall.
I knew he had to go a long ways, but Laureano's pretty good outfielder, you know, he can go get a baseball.
Yeah, but he couldn't get this one, and the Mets won their fourth in a row while Atlanta lost its fifth straight. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports, 92.3 FM.
Justin Timberlake has an important Zoom today.
As long as I got my suit and tie.
Well, a suit and tie would probably be a good idea when the pop star makes a virtual court appearance in his DWI case in the Hamptons. He's currently on tour in Poland. Sources telling Entertainment Tonight Timberlake is prepared to face whatever consequences there are in this case.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.